ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara brings the Machlokes, which the Gemara said in the previous spot. The Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Abi Ami, Zivech, Vekita, Venisach, Pelam Echad, and Echayev Ala Achatz. If someone did these three Avedas for Avedas Zara, Zvicha, Akhtar, and Nisach, all Behelam Echad, he's only Chayev one Chatas, because any time someone does an Avera two times Behelam Echad, or three or four times Behelam Echad, he's only Chayev one Chatas, even though he did different Avedas. Different avodas are not mechalik for chatois. Amar Abayim Aitamid Reb Ami Amar Kol Leisa Avdim because of his son Kula Avoda Achas Leisa Avdim to tell you that's all considered one avodah. It's not considered different avodas. Veidi Gemara Mi Amar Abayi Achiv Amar Abayi Sholosh Shtach Avodas V'Skam Lama. What do you need the three Shtach Avodas V'Skam? Why the three different laven of Shtach Avoda? Leisa Shtach Van Neser Sadibis Kol Shtach V'Lacher in Parshas Kisisa Leisa Shtach V'Layim. In Parashas Mishpatim, why do you need three times the lav of Ishtach Ava? Achas l'kadarka, v'achas l'kadarka, v'achas l'chalik. And the Gemara explains, one is when it's derech kavod, and obviously if it's mamish kadarka, the Gemara says, luna from echa yavdu, that all of it is derech kadarka is chayev, because luna from echa yavdu. Kadarka means kadarka v'shalikadarka, when it's derech kavod, when the Avodah Zarah is an Avodah Zarah that you do derech kavod, so Ishtach Ava is considered somewhat kedarka. And then when the Avodah Zarah, the point of Avodah Zarah is do the Avodah derech b'zayin. So then the Ishtach Ava is shalai kedarka. And the other one is l'chalik, to teach you that you have a separate chiyuv for each one of the Avodahs. And the Gemara says, l'dvar of the Rabbami kama v'leilei svirulei. According to Rabbami, he wants to explain, why does Rabbami not darshan the lois Ishtach Ava l'chalik? That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. And he says, because Laisavdim is a Gilei, Lashtachav is not telling you Lachalik. And Mela, Zakt Rashi, Rabbami would learn Lashtachav is a Lav Yotzis. Like after Machalik is Laisavari Weish by Shabbos, if it's Lachalik or Lalav, so within here also, Laisavdim, according to Rabbami, because you have Laisavdim telling you that it's all one Aveda, so Lashtachav Behechik is coming Lalav, not Lachalik. Mashang and Abaya holds, no, Leishishtachav is coming l'chalik. So, good days of machlokes l'maisa. What's it din if someone does zvicha nisach haktar yishtachava? What's it din if they do all these things b'alam echad? Rabbi holds yichayev one. Abayi l'maisa, according to Abayi himself, he holds yichayev akalachav echad. The Gemara before Rabbi Eichon also that holds yichayev akalachav echad. He said puktini libra, but there was two l'shenis in Rabbi Eichonon. Al Kabonim, the Rambam passes like a bayit. The Rambam in Ilchus Shkogis, Perek Zayin, Alocha Aleph, he passes a Mishtachel v'Dezor, v'Nisach, v'Kitev, v'Zivach, b'Alam Echad, Chayev Akol, Chayev Arbech HaTois, Chayev Akol Achad V'Achad. Now, the Rambam says another Chiddush there, which I think is a big Chiddush, the Mechas Kinnach points out, L'Chayev it's a Chiddush, the Rambam says, L'Chayinim par atzman l'par, v'Zorik evin l'makulis, b'Alam Echad, Chayev Shtayim, l'Chayin kol k'yitzu b'zeh. And not only is Zivuch and Nisuch and Akhtar and Ishtachava all considered separate, legabe that you get four chatois, who are din, Avayda Kedarka, and Avayda, let's say, of Paratzma Lepar, Zarek Evan Lemarkulis, is also considered separate to be Chayav Akolachas Vachas. And that's Lechay Chiddush, because you could say that the Gemara is only talking about Avaydis Penim, the Zvicha, the Akhtar, the Nisuch, and Ishtachava, but who says we're talking about Avodah Kedarka? And more than that, even if we're talking about Avodah Kedarka, But I would have thought that Aveda Kedarka is also Chilek HaTayser itself, Aveda Kedarka. But two types of Aveda Kedarka, then Acholek Zemizeh. So let's say someone was Zivech, Nisech, Makder, Hishtachavah, and it was Aved Kedarka, he'll get five Chatayis. But different types of Aveda Kedarka, who says they're Acholek one from the other? You can be Kail all Aveda Kedarka in one Chiv. Avayda Kedarka is one Chiv. Mecha Tesa, two different types of Avayda Kedarka, two different Chiyuvim. Mecha Tesa, Zayvayda goes the Chalik. So Grace of Chiddish, Mechas Chinuch is Oymen on it. He says he doesn't know the Makar from the Rambam. I see in the Shafsi Frankel Rambam, the Mefteach in the back. He brings from a Sefer Mincha Chadosh, a Mitzvah Chavtes. He brings the Makar from the Yushalmi, Mesech the Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Alacha Aleph. And he's Mayrach about it. Now the Mechas Chinuch there, and Mitzvah Chavav says what I think is another grace of Chiddush. He says, what if you have an Avodah Zarah, which the derech of this Avodah Zarah is to be Eved with the Shtach Avah, or with Zvicha. Zogdim in Cheskinach, so Eved Zarah, if someone's Mishtach Avah to the Avodah Zarah, the Shegig, he's Chayiv Shtayim, he's Chayiv Tuchatois. One for the Isra of being Mishtach Avah, and one for the Isra of being Eved Kedarka. Because the Chayiv is Eved both things. He was over Shtachava, he did a Shtachava. He was also over the Issa of Kedarka. He did Kedarka. So the Chayyar over Zay, he should have two Chatayis, one for Shtachava, one for Aveda Kedarka. Sounds like a Chiddush, it's not in the Yomer. But I want to tell you that maybe it's totally in a Chakira, that Rabbi Nachum Zem declares a Chakira, Legabe Chiluk Malachas by Shabbos, maybe he declared the same Chakira by Chiluk Malachas by Aveda Zarah. Menachem Zem is in Taisus Chaim, his Sefer Taisus Chaim, Perek Hei. He declares, what's the Chiluk Melachas by Shabbos? Are they called Shemus Mechlakim or Gufa Mechlakim? You find by Arayis is the din of Chiluk HaTayis by Arayis. Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, and for each Arayis you do, you get a separate Chatos. Now there you have both the din of Shemus Mechlakim and the din of Gufa Mechlakim. And I think it's learned that from two different Psukim. The din of Shemus Mechlakim is Lunef Machaisai. It says all the Arayis in a Karis, and then Parshat Acharemos, and it says one Karis for all the Arayis, and maybe it's like a one Chatos, even if you're Ivan Kama Arayis. And then you have, in Kedeshim, you have a Pasuk of Achaisai again that gets Karis. And the Gemara says, Lunef from the Lechalik, that since Achaisai is coming Atzmai, came like Havar Lechalik Yotzis. A chayse is coming l'atzmai, it's a chalak yotzis, to make that there should be a separate chatas for every erva. And that's the chayre shemus mechlokim. That every shem erva gets another, that's another chatas. That is another din. This is brought in the Gemara Makis, Dafid Gimel, it's also brought in Krisus. And then you have another din, that chamish noshim nidais is chayva kalachas vachas. And that the Gemara learns out, the Makis Dafid Gimel and Krisus Dafid Zav design that it's from Valisha Benidas Tumasa. Valisha Benidas Tumasa, L'chayev HaKalisha V'isha. And that's one shame, that's one Isser of Nida, but that's Gufa Mukhlakim. See, the din of Gufa Mukhlakim, you have like this, if someone needs two Gezesim of Chelev, Be'alam Echad, he's only Chayev once, because two Gezesim of Chelev are not called Gufa Mukhlakim. You need separate Gufim. There's a Taisus Rin in Kedushin Dafayin Zayin that explains you need Gufim Chashuvim. He says, Bale Chayim could be called Gufim Chashuvim. That's why Chamish Nashim Nidais are Gufim Machlakim, they're Gufim Chashuvim. Hashengin Tug Zaysim of Chaylev, even if they're from two different behemoths, but they're not Bale Chayim, they're not Gufim Chashuvim, and the male is no din of Gufim Machlakim. So Zogdim Nachem Zem, but what's it then by Shabbos? Is Shabbos a pshat that we learn out from the Pesukim that by Shabbos every malach has a different shame? It's called Shemus Mechlakim. Every malach has a different Isser. It's not one big Isser not to Mechal Shabbos. There's one Isser not to be Kaitzer, one Isser not to be Zereya, one Isser not to be Chayrish. There are different malach, different Shemus Mechlakim. Or is the pshat is Gufa Mechlakim? It's one Isser of Chil Shabbos, but as you'll say that it's not considered Gufim Chashuvim, the Xeris Akasim is the Malachas are considered Gufim Chashuvim. But really, the Seder Davar is, it's Gufim Mechlakim. So he brings that Rashi says in Masech the Shabbos, that I am Bezim and Bez, that Shabbos is Gufim Mechlakim. So you see, Rashi holds it's Gufim Mechlakim, not Shemus Mechlakim. But he brings the Taisus Rin in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamaches, he says that by Shabbos is called Shemus Mechlakim. That you learn that Avara Lechalak Yotz, it's just like Avara, since it says extra lav by Avara, Lois Savaru Eish, Shteitan under a shame. It's a new shame. It's not only Chilul Shabbos, it's a Varah B'Shabbos. Another shame. And you learn out from there that all Lamates Malachas and Mechalik, Teres, they all have another shame. They all have a different shame. The shame is Mechalakim. Later in the Shtikl Yizmair, that Rashi Bayas here, Nav Samach Beis and Mebeis, Rashi says, Ksiru T'china Tika Shem is Mechalakim. Shemachi Chayim Shtayim. Rashi Mefurish says that Ksiru T'china by different Malachas, the shame is Mechalakim. See, the Tesis read there, says that Benigeya, that he holds that you're not mechuyiv on Shabbos skil unless you give asra b'shem the malacha. It's not enough to tell him, don't do this, you'll be mechal Shabbos. You have to tell him, asra, don't do this, you're over on this malacha, this particular malacha. If you stam mashvis, stam atzchil Shabbos, that's not called asra. And he says, that's a pshat and shemis mechalakim. You learn that from Lisa Vareweish, that tavar lechalak yotzis, that they're all shemis mechalakim. So there's no one shame of Chilul Shabbos. There's a Issa Ksiyah B'Shabbos, there's a Harisha B'Shabbos, there's a Zviyah B'Shabbos. They're all separate shames. So merely need a Asra for each one. Now, Rav Nachum Zem is bothered because Rashi also holds you need a Asra from them. Tyson above a Kamadaf Beis and other places has a Shaila, has two Terutzim. Do you need a Asra for the Malacha? Or is it good enough to have a Asra B'Chlal for Chilul Shabbos? And Rashi seems told they need a straw for the malacha. So how could Rashi always go for mechlakim? And then his father, Rashi here says also Shemus mechlakim. And he also says Akasha, the Yishalmi, he brings Yishalmi holds that you don't need a straw for malacha. So Yishalmi says mefurish, a straw for chol Shabbos is enough. So what's the pshat that Taisus has one teretz, and Rashi holds away, the Taisus holds away that you need a straw for the malacha. So he wants to say it's takatoli in what the drasha of Chiluk Malachis is. If the drash of Chiluk Malachis is from Avara L'Chalak Yatsis, since Mustabit said the Tezrit says that what's the drasha? That Avara is Chayef Neatzmai. Why is Avara Chayef Neatzmai if it has a lab of Neatzmai? Obviously, that's Shemus Mechlakim. The Torah wrote a separate lab by Avara to tell you that Avara has a separate chain. And you're learning out from Avara that all Malachis are Mechuluk, Sipshaz, all Malachis have a separate chain. And from Avar L'Chalak Yatsis, the Chayyad Adrash should be a Shemus Mechlakim. Mashenken, let's see, learn it out from Achas Shehena, Heina Sheachas. Let's see, learn it out from like the Gemara's Drash, what it said before in Daf Samach Beis, Dam Extra Ruda Ribuy, in the Parashah Chatois, that even if you do Achas, you still can Mechayiv Heina. Take Mechayiv, Kama Chatois, and one Isser. Mechzeris Akasov says, Mestar, but I'll be like Gufa Mechlakim. In other words, you'd be Mechayiv, a lot of Yisurim, it's Taka one Isser, it's Achas. But she heina that bezod and shavas and shigus malachis yichayev kolachis machas. So that lechayer that drasha of achas sheheina is lechayer a drasha of gufa mechlakim. And who would then the other drasha the gemara has in shabbos the fine days you could say is a drasha of gufa mechlakim. Avar lechalak yatsis that's a drasha of shemus mechlakim. L'maisa we pask in avar lechalak yatsis. We don't pask in avar lach yatsis. We pask in avar lechalak yatsis. Lechayer will come out that we pask in my shabbos. Shemus Mechlakim, Lefir Abnachim Zem B'Shtikl, the Emes is, and he himself is aiming on this, L'chayr it's Tali, if you do two Melachas in one Maisa. And the Gemara says, Mefurish L'mashal, by Zayma V'tzarech La'etzim, that Yechayiv Shtayim. If someone prunes a tree, and he needs the wood that he's cutting off, he's Chayiv Shtayim. He's Chayiv because he's Ivan Kaitzer, because he needs the wood he's cutting off. He's also Ivan Neitea, because improving the tree's growth is Neitea, is Zerea. So these are two malachas and yichayev shtayim. So that's the charetz harayin that the shemus mechlakim. If it's alts gufa mechlakim, so it's not shayach gufa mechlakim if it's one maisa. If one maisa is called two malachas, that wouldn't pass gufa mechlakim. Gufa mechlakim is if you do two different maisas, and each maisa is different malacha, so the malachas chashuva is to mechalak the two maisas kilo the gufa mechlakim. Now saying if it's one maisa, and that maisa is called two malachas, that wouldn't pass to be chayiv shtayim as gufa mechlakim. In order to be chayiv shtayim, lechayiv would have to be shemus mechlakim. Say nechanami, that's what Nachum Zemba says, we pass can avar lechalak yatsis v'meil lechemus mechlakim. So lefi zeh, if all this cheshbon is richtig, so by avay desire, where you tackle lun afim mishtach avar lechalak yatsis, so they also could clear, what's it din by this thing? It says that you have all these zivich, kita v'nisach, chayiv v'kolachas v'achas, is it shemus mechlakim or gufa mechlakim? That Avar L'Chalak Yatsis means the Shemus Mechlakim, and that's the Emes of the Tezrit says, and that's Kufay Meches and Shabbos Mefurish. So, L'Chayr, who and then, Hashtach Avar L'Chalak Yatsis, would also be a separate lav v'shtachava, lois v'shtachava, a separate lav which would tell you, Sheamus Machlokim, and I b'zai, l'chayr the minchas chinuch will be right. So if you have two malachas in one maisa, you have the avayda kedarka v'echa yavnu, and you have lois v'shtachava lehem, or let's say lois, or layizbechu, whatever it is, if you have zvicha, so you have two separate malachas, two separate avayda zaris in one maisa, avayda kedarka, and avayda derech pnim, or shtachava, or whatever it is, so chayr should be chayv shtayim, even though it's one maisa. The only thing is, l'fidish shtikl, it should come out that you can't be master for avayda zara, you have to be master dafka on the avayda that he's doing, which that you don't find. That would be a big chiddush to me. And also, aybazai, it's a little bit harder for me to hear the chiddush we spoke about before, that the Rambam's mavur, that if you do paya lapara and zarek evan lamakulis yichayev shtayim, bishlaim if the vart is as gufa machlokim, so you could say that every form of avayda becomes another guf. You have epis inyev guf machlokim by every single form of avayda. But shemis machlokim is a little bit harder for me to hear. L'chay, if you're going to all shemis machlokim, so I can understand that avayda kedarka is another shame. You have a shame ishtachava, you have zivuch, you have nisuch, you have haktara, and you have avayda kedarka. But to say that there's another shame avayda, a shemis machlokim, every single avayda that the avayda zara made up gets a new shame iser, it's a little bit shver. But ken zayn, l'chayr, this minchas chinuch shayla, whether hishtachava, that's kedarka, is chayiv shtayim, his chiddush, it's chayiv shtayim, l'chayr is tali, if it's al skufa mechlakim, then it wouldn't be chayiv shtayim. If it's al shemus mechlakim, then it would be chayiv shtayim. And l'fi Rabbi Nachum Zem is saying that l'is hishtachava, havar l'chalak yatsis, he says, makes a shemus mechlakim, who would then l'is hishtachava, hishtachava l'chalak yatsis, would also make a shemus mechlakim, and then it'd be richtig, it'd be chayiv shtayim. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the part of the Mishnah, Megafif, Menashek, Mechabin, Merambitz, V'chuli. All these cases where it's not Derech Avayda, but it is Derech Kavod. There's no Misa, but there is a Loisa Sei. We had mentioned in the previous shiur that the Rambam puts all this under the Loisa Sei of Loisa Avdeim, that an Avayda, which is not the Derech Avayda, and it's not Zvicha Keim Pnim, or Shtachava, which is Chayiv Misa, he puts on the loisa of them, together with Avaida, which is Derech Avaida, we discussed that. Rashi over here says that the loisa say brings other loisa says, Loisecha Chayil Mecherim, or Tifnu Alilim. The other loisa says for giving covet to an Avaida Zarem, even if it's not Derech Avaida. And the Gemara Lamaisa says you don't get Malkus on this lav, even though it's Beloisa say, because the lav should be Klolais. Now, Kibshutai, as I say, L'chayr and Rashi and Taiz Mefurish, the Maskal Al-Kuma Mein Aleika, because it's Kail all these things, Megafeth, Menashek, Mechabed, Merabetz, V'chuli. But the Chedush Iran is bothered by that, because L'chayr, even if there's many different ways to give cover to Avayda Zara, to do an Avayda Derech cover, which is not Derech Avaydasa, but they're all the same thing. They're all the Pshat is giving cover, doing an Avayda Shal Kavod, which is not Derech Avaydasa. It's all the same thing. Why would that make it a lav shebeklolis? Taisus also asked the kasha, why is it different than Malachas Yomtif where you get Malchus for, even though it's Kerel 39 Malachas? Maybe a little less, because it's not Kerel the Malachas Echel Nefesh, but it's Kerel a lot of Malachas. Why isn't that called a lav shebeklolis? Taisus says a teretz, I'm not sure you understand exactly what he means, but upon him, it bothered the Ran a lot. So the Ran says it's not the pshat. But the pshat is that since Leisa Avdim is also Kerel Avayda Kedarka, it's also Kail Avayda, that's Zibuch, Nisuch, and Akhtara. So Mele, it's Kail different types of Avayda, some of them are Chayiv Misa, some are not, so that's why it's a live Shabbat. It's Kail Kedarka, it's Kail Derech Pnim, it's Kail Shalei Kedarka Derech Kavod, that's what makes it a live Shabbat. But that's assuming the live is Leisa Avdei. That Teretz alone wouldn't shtim if the live is like Rashi says, Leiselcho Achil Mecheim, while Tifnu Alelilim. So the Ram there brings the Ramban. It's the Ramban we have in that's in the Hasagis to the Sefer Mitzvah Sheirish Tess, where he says that the lav is Takal Leisifnu Alelilim, but the lav is Kail a lot of things. It's Kail having a machshava to do Avayda Zarah. It's Kail giving them covered like Megafif Menashek. It's Kail being Shail Asidus from them. It's Kail doing what they say, following their advice for Asidus. So that's why it's Kael. Megafif, Menashek, Mechavad, Merabis is all exactly the same thing. That wouldn't make it a live Shabbat Klolos, so that's Ramban. But Leisivna Alilim is Kael planning on doing Avodah Zarah, learning about the Avodah Zarah. It's Kael giving Kavan. It's Kael being Darish Hasidus for the Avodah Zarah. It's Kael following their advice. That's what makes it a live Shabbat Klolos. So because of the three Pshatim, there's a Pshat of Taisus that the fact that it's Kael Megafef Menashek, Mechabed Merabetz V'chuli, that alone makes it a live Shabbat Klolos. And the Ran holds that that's just all the same thing. So the Ran holds Leisa Avdeim, since it's Kael Avodah of Derech Kavan, and Avodah of Derech Avodah, and Avodah's Pnim, that's what makes it live Shabbat Klolos. And then the Ran brings the Ramban, that's learned definitely Sifna Lilim, but that's also Kael thinking about the Avodah Zarah, learning about the Avodah Zarah, being Mechabed the Avodah Zarah, like Megaf and Menashek, and being Shael Asidus from the Avodah Zarah, and listening to the Asidus, that's what makes it live Shabbat Klolos. Now the Gemara brings the din of live Shabbat Klolos from Leseichel Adam. The Gemara brings a lot of different Isurim we learn out from Leseichel Adam. First one the Gemara brings is La'echel min abehem makaydim shenei teitse nafsha, Sheba Leisa say, eating an animal before it dies. Now that means that you already shechted the animal, you cut through the simanim. So there is a halachic heter of shechita. And also there's no more evim min achai on this animal. Like let's say, if you cut off a piece from this animal, a piece of meat from this animal, kaidim shetetzei nafsha, and then you wait for the animal to die, you're allowed to eat that piece of meat. If you cut off a piece of meat from a live animal, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat ever, even after the animal dies. That's evim min achai, that's alive deraisa. But if you shechted the animal and you cut through the kana and the vesha derech shechita, so this animal's geshechted. It's no longer evim min achai. It's certainly not nevela. And you cut a piece off this animal, you're allowed to eat it. But you have to wait until the actual death of the animal, because mefakhesa sareu kachaya. So while the animal is still alive after the shechita, it's still jumping around, it's still mefakheses, there's an issa to eat from it. Now this Gemara is mashman issas deraisa. Otherwise, you don't have to come on to Lav Shabbat Klolos for it. If it's an issa derabanan, you wouldn't be brought into Lav Shabbat Klolos. And as Elachai state in the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, that there's an issa deraisa v'seichol adam. The Paiskim, the Kaisi Uplasin, the Tvur Shar, and Simon Chav Zayin and Yeridea, they point out that Rashi and Chul and Daf Kuf Chav Aleph holds this an issa derabanan. He holds the pasuks in Esmachta. It's a bissel shver what you do with the sugya. They tried to bring Makairis to Rashi, why Rashi held it was an Issa Derabanan. But Al Kopanim, it's a Machlaikis, the Ramah holds it's an Issa Deraisan, as is the Mashmais of Arasugya. Rashi holds it's an Issa Derabanan. But like we said, Lekuli Alman, it's only while it's alive. If you cut off the piece, you're allowed to eat it afterwards. The Menachas Chinuch talks about it. He says that you find this live is also by Eif. If you cut a chicken, and then you cut a piece off the chicken, and the chicken still didn't die yet, you have to wait till the chicken dies. Till you eat the piece of meat you cut off the chicken. But he says, Lamaisa doesn't apply to a dog or a chagov. It doesn't apply to a fish or a grasshopper. And he's a little bit bothered, why not? I mean, it's not evim and achai, it's not nevela. What does that have to do with the shkita? L'chari, it's a separate thing that while the animal's alive, there's an isser. So why shouldn't that apply to the fish or the grasshopper as well? So it must be that Chazal understood that if there is no Issa Eva Menachai, this is the same type of an Issa. Or maybe I think some Achreinim say if there's no Issa Dam, it wouldn't apply. Al Kapanim applies to a behemoth if it doesn't apply to a dog and a chagov. The Achreinim and the Tvur Shar there on Simach of Zion discuss an interesting Shiloh. The halacha is for a guy, mefachasa sareu kachaya. If a guy shechs a behemoth, he's not allowed to eat from the behemoth. He's not allowed to take any meat off the behemoth until it's completely dead. Goyim amuzin evim and achai. If a guy shechs the behemoth and cuts off a piece from the behemoth that he shechs, there's an issa evim and achai. It's called management fechesis. Because the yidin that have shechita, so when they shech, the shechita is matrit, and there's no longer an evim and achai. Goyim, there's no din shechita. So when they shech, that's nothing. And called management fechesis, it's alive, is a din of evim and achai. No, the Gemara says that if a yid shechs an animal, it's mutter for a guy also calls management and takes off the meat when it's mefacheses. That's mutter for a guy also, because miyik imidi the Yisrael shari l'akam aser. Anytime something becomes mutter to a yid, automatically becomes mutter to a guy. It's not possible for something to come mutter to a yid and not to a guy. So if the guy shechs it, so it's anyway not mutter to the yid, because when a guy shechs it, that's mamish nevela. So therefore, we have to follow the rule mefecheses areu kechayah for a guy, and a guy would have an issa eva menachai if any meat went off the behemah, was taken off the behemah while it was still mefecheses. Hashegin if a yid shechs it. So since the yid has the hetter of shechita, that hetter of shechita will apply to the guy also when it's a yiddish shechita because mi yikamidi. So the Paiskim speak about it. Could he give the meat to the guy before the behemah dies? Do you say that since l'maisa the yid can't eat it while the behemah is alive, so you don't have the miyikamidi? So Mela won't be able to go to the guy. That's what the earlier Paiskim say. The Levush says that. That's the mashmayus of the tur. That this heter is dafka. When the yid shechts an animal and cuts off the meat while it's still being mefecheses, so it's mutter to a guy, it's mutter to a yid also, but just like it's mutter to a yid only after the behemah states in afsha, it's mutter to the guy also only after states in afsha, because before that you don't have the miyikamidi. That's what some paiskim say, but the Tvur Shar says he doesn't understand. It says mefurish when they shech the treifa, if a yid shechs the behemah treifa, and it's mefecheses, there's no eseva menachai. Because the issa treifa is another issa. The yid doesn't have an issa eva menachai anymore, so it's mutter mitzad eva menachai to the yid. There's another issa, an issa treifa. So why don't you say the same thing here? The yid also doesn't have an issa eva menachai when it's mefecheses. Has another issa v'seich al adam. Goyim don't have that issa. Goyim just have an issa eva menachai. So why don't you say the issa eva menachai is off because miyikamidi? It's off for the yid, so male has to be off for the guy. The yid can't eat it because v'seich al adam. So it's like treifa. Now this is another iser. That iser won't apply to a guy. It says unless the seichel adam is a za'evim and a chay dikke iser. But he's mitzadet to be mekel. He doesn't want to argue, but he's mitzadet to be mekel. A kapanim in chesanta shayla. If a seichel al adam would apply to a guy when you have it mefecheses and you cut off a piece while it's mefecheses, so be'etzim there's no seichel and a chay. To a guy also not, because miyikamidi, but would that only be after the behemah dies, when the behemah is alive and the yid can't eat it, would the guy also not be able to eat it? Now, another thing you learn out from l'seichel adam, is l'seichel basar v'adayin dam b'mizrak. That you can't eat the carbon before zrika. Kipshut Deitz telling you can't eat the carbon before the zrika sadam. Taiz Rush asks, it says that you don't get malchus, but it says mefurish mishnah and malchus, that if you eat kachim, kaidim zrikas adam, there's elain alaikin, there's a chi of malchus. It's a malchus daf yid zayin. The Gemara brings it from the pasuk l'sucha lechel b'sharecha, hold drasha. So he says, ain't a chinami. I've added there is malchus in the pasuk l'sucha lechel b'sharecha, but there's no malchus in the sechel al adam. Comes out the pasuk's being meram is another issa, even though you have a lav for this issa already, but being meram is again another lav, but this lav you won't get malchus on. As I state in Teis Rosh, the Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk is bothered by that. Meshech Chachma is bothered. He didn't see they didn't have the Teis Rosh, I think, but he's bothered. What's the pshat? You already have a lav with Malchus. Why would the Torah give another lav, especially a lav without Malchus? So he clears to say like this, that maybe by a Bama, you don't have the Yisr of Kaidim Zrika by a Bama. The Yisr of Yisruch HaLechel B'Sherech over there is Dafkin the Beis HaMikdash. By a Bama, there'd only be an Yisr of Yisrael Al Adam. One thing he clears to say. Another thing Klaus to say is like this, that maybe in the midbar, when there's a heter of basa taiva, you're allowed to eat any basa you want, so why do you bring a carbon? You bring a carbon for Hashem. You bring a carbon for Hashem, there's a din that you need zrika beforehand, there's a lav if you don't have zrika first. Mashenken in the midbar where there's an issa basa taiva, if you want to eat meat, you have to bring a carbon. So the carbon is in order to matter the meat. So maybe then you don't have that issa of kaidim shrika. All you have is this issa of eisaychel al adam, and mainly you won't get malchus. Very mechudish. He brings the pshat from his edim, the Zera Avram, the mitzvah and I see also was mechavim to this pshat, that adayin dam b'mizruk doesn't mean kaidim shrika. Adayin dam b'mizruk means that there wasn't shvicha shirayim yet. There's two dinim. There's a din of shrika, which you have to be zerik. If you're not zerik, the carbon wasn't finished yet. Without shrika, there's no carbon. That's taka olav. But then there's din of shvicha shirayim, which is not ma'akiv. So ena chinami, if there was no shvicha shirayim whatsoever, let's say the dam before the shvicha shirayim became nitma or nishbach or whatever it is, you never were able to do the shvicha shirayim, avadi alad eat the basar. But a dying dam b'mizruk, when you still have to do the shvicha shirayim, the dam is still roy for shvicha shirayim, then there's an issa. You have a similar thing by the emirim. Haktaris emirim is not ma'akiv. But the Gemara says that calls man the emir makayim and allowed to eat the meat. Calls man the emir makayim. If a nitmu and evdu, then you're allowed to eat the meat. So kovid is the same dim by dam that even though the shvicha shirayim are not ma'akev, but calls man the dam is b'mizuk and you couldn't do the shvicha shirayim, then there's an iser. So gavaldik gibshat, but the rishayim are mashmen that's to me'akaidim zrikin. Rishayim use such a lush taste. Rosh this, but other rishayim also say the chinuch, the Rambam, they say a lushin of kaidim zrika. And the Gemara says another thing you learn out, besides to aim Marvin al Ruge Bezdin, and that's in Hedge and Sharks Dash in Taim and Kalaisa Yayim, but another thing is Hasar le Ben Seiru Meir. Rashi says, Shle Anashalim Ken Hizr, Vehechan Hizr le Seichel Adam. So it sounds like from Rashi that this Malkus, it's Ziba Ben Seiru Meir, that's learned down from the Yisru I say, that says the Einish. But where's the Azhar? That's the Einish Shemanu, Azhar Minayin. The Azhar is le Seichel Adam. So even though there you're getting Malkus, but the pshat is that's not a problem. And like in a Lav Shabbaklolus means that we don't know the Einish of Malkus in Lav Shabbaklolus. You want to know the Einish of Malkus in Malav, that can't be from a Lav Shabbaklolus. But the Torah says an Einish of Malkus, and now you're trying to find where the Azhar is, that Azhar could be from a Lav Shabbaklolus. Azayish L'chay Shteit and Rashi. But the Anurma says no. This Azhar has nothing to do with the Malkus. This Azhar is Azhar for being Zel V'Seveh, for being a Ben Sari and Meir, and on this Azhar you don't get Malkus. That they get Malkus has nothing to do with this Azhar. So Xeris the cause of Yisroi, so they get Malkus. Nothing, no Shaykh is this Azhar. You have a similar Machlaikus, the Ramam and Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadikei, where he brings Osloi Seichel Adam, Azhar for Ben Sari and Meir, and he learns like Rashi, the Ramban seems to be learning like the Yad Ramam. Ayin Shem Venkam Makam Laharich. So Seichel Adam tells you a lot of things that you can't eat from a Behemah Kodesh Teitzei Nafsha. Like we said, Rashi seems to say it's the Rabbanah, but Pashas the Gemara is Mashas the Raisa. Leisech Adam tells you that you can't eat the Basa Dain Dam B'Mizrak, and that L'chay you do get Malkus on if it's Kaidim Zrika. So the Rosh says it means, but this Pasuk's another life, written this life, you don't get Malkus. And with other Pshata, maybe that's talking about after Zrika, before Shricha Shirayim, was talking about B'Bama, was talking about B'Midbar, where there was an Issa Basa Taiva, we said from the Meshach Chachma, and the Eim Avram Al Ruge Bezdin. And Sanhedrin can't be time in Klum Beisiyim when the Hargu is an Efesh, and we have the Azara Ben Sayru Meir. The Sefer Chinuch brings all this down, and he brings down also the Gemara in Brachas that says that you're not allowed to eat before davening. Shayitam Adam Klum Machi Yispal, it's the Gemara in Brachas, the Afyunam and Beis. So the Rishayim the Amashmat, that's an Asmachta. And Azayi's Mashmatakus, the Gemara didn't bring it here. And the Rambam also, when he brings down the Lavin and Sefer Mitzvahs, he doesn't bring it. So the Mashmi Elder was an Asmachta, but the Chinuch is a Shtikl Mashmis Deraisa. He brings it together with all these Lavin, the Chinuch is Mashmis Deraisa. The Minchas Chinuch points out that Lefi Roi Vishainen, that Tefillah is Derabanan, there's no Mitzvah Deraisa to daven every day. So Feshtetzich, he can't say that Leseichol Adam, to say that you can't eat before davening is Deraisa. It's not Shaykh Bechlal. It's only the chinuch which goes with the shittas Rambam, that tefillah is deraisa, that midraisa chiv the daven every day, then you could say for leseichel adam that this is deraisa to eat before davening. So anyway, lefi reiv paiskim is bechal not shayach. But even lefi the Rambam that tefillah is deraisa, the Rambam himself is not mashma, doesn't bring in leseichel adam the issa deraisa. The Rambam menuchas tefillah doesn't mention any pasuk deraisa. He just says the issa of eating before davening. He doesn't mention any pasuk to it. It's not mashin b'chal, the olds deraisa. L'chayla halacha, we don't hold it's deraisa. But it does sound from the Sefer Chinuch Yelda was deraisa. And now let's go right to the Gemara here in Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Hanayda b'shmai, the Mishnah had said, Hanayda b'shmai, v'makayim b'shmai, reza b'loisa say. Someone who makes a neder, a shvu in the name of Avodah Zarah, he's over a lav. And the Gemara says, how do you know? The Gemara brings a braisa, v'shem elhim achayim l'siskiru, she'ayma adam l'chaveir shmur li b'tzad avodah z'chavim plainis. A person shouldn't tell his friend, wait for me on the side of this Avodah Zarah. Then, means that you shouldn't make a shvua, a neder, b'shem Avodah Zarah, and you shouldn't cause that others should make a neder or a shvua, b'shem Avodah Zarah. And then the Gemara says, davar acher, it says, har lemesis u'mediach, and the Gemara says, really, for mediach. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, if we have three different things, what it's for? It's for saying Shmerli B'Tzad Avodas Kavim Plainis, it's for Neidu B'Shmai and Mekayim B'Shmai, and it's for Mediach. So why isn't that called the Lav Shebeklolis? So Taisus answers, because it's considered one thing. It's one big thing. And he says, why don't we learn it out from the same pasuk, if it's one thing? Because if it only say one pasuk, we'd think it was talking about neder and shvur b'shem avodah zarah. If it would say shem l'mechem l'yisaskiu l'yisham al-pichas tu'lavin, but if it only say one of them, we would say that's talking about a neder b'shmayim mekayim b'shmayim. But now that it says a yitur, so now we know that's also too much merely beside avodah zarah pointis, but it's really the same inyan. That's what Taisus says. And then Taisus says something else. He says also this kasha that he's bothered with, that what's this new thing of neidav shmei and mekayim b'shmei? Nechay, you can't even say the name to say shmerli b'tzad avedis kohen poinis. So what's this new issue of neidav shmei and mekayim b'shmei? So he says, the Gemara says later, that any avedis are which is written in the Torah, there's no issue. You could say shmerli b'tzad avedis kohen poinis if the avedis are is written in the Torah. So now we have the issue of neidav shmei and mekayim b'shmei to tell you that even if the avedis are is written in the Torah, there's still an issue of neidav shmei and mekayim b'shmei. Rabbeinu Yonah says a little bit more. I wonder if Taisus is masking to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, in order to be over the Isser of Shemarli B'tzad Avedis Kompoinis, you have to actually speak out the name of the Avedis Zara. That's a Shem Elihim Achayim Leisaskiru. The Isser is saying the name of the Avedis Zara. If you don't say the name of the Avedis Zara, you say, meet me by the statue, or explicitly, meet me by the Avodah Zarah, without saying its name, not the Avodah Zarah, plainness, in the sense you're mentioning the name, so then that's mutter. Even if you say, I make a shvua, and you don't say the name of the Avodah Zarah, you say the Avodah Zarah, without mentioning its name. Or you say this statue, this tzelem, and you don't say the name of the Avodah Zarah. That's also the issue of Neidah B'Shmei Mekayim B'Shmei. Now the Rashi talks about the issue of saying Shmerli B'tzad Avedis Kohen Poinis. He says, the Mashmai Siddur Gemara sounds like that when you're using that Avedis Zarah as a reference, because that might be like you're giving Chashivas to that Avedis Zarah, using it as a reference. And that was the Gemara's Kasha, when it said, Kimigodyan L'Shilai, that was the share of the Riazov, Kimigodyan L'Shilai, so the Gemara's Kasha was because you're using it as a reference. Mashmai and Stam saying the name without using it as a reference, that L'Chayri should be Mutter. But the Rosh says it's not that way. The Rosh is not. It's Mashmallah. You can't mention the Avodah Zarah altogether. Why say Shemar? It's Lav Dafka. It's just Urcha de Mulsinakant, because you wouldn't mention it without any Tzarech. And the Chiddush is that even Letzarech it's Aser. So it sounds like two separate Agdaris of an Isser. The Rosh is Masman, and we pass him like the Rosh in Shulchan Aruch, Yeredei Simakuf Mem Zayin, that there's an Isser to say the name of the Avodah Zarah. Doesn't matter if it's Letzarech or Shalei Letzarech. Conversely, if that's the issur, using the Avodah Zarah as a reference without saying its name would be mutter. And that's the site of the chiluk l'chayra, like Avodah Zarah, which is written in the Torah, which Gemara says is no issur. If the problem is that you're using the Avodah Zarah as a reference without mentioning the name, so the fact that the name is in the Torah shouldn't give you a heta to use it as a reference. Elamai, there is no issur to use an Avodah Zarah as a reference, as long as you don't mention the name of the Avodah Zarah. And even mentioning the name of the Avodah Zarah, if it's mentioned in the Torah, so then it's mutter. Now the Pesach can bring down, it's from Agayis Maimonis, in the end of Perek Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that saying the name of the Avodah Zarah holidays, l'mashal, that they don't worship the actual holiday, is mutter. And they say also, saying the name of the Christian Avodah Zarah, which is the name of a man, even though they worship this man, they consider him an Avodah Zarah, they consider him a god, but the name that's given is not an Avodah Zarah name. It's not a name of a god. And they say that, you see, the Gemara says it all the time. The Gemara says Yeshu. That was his name. The name that they use today in America is somehow an anglicized version of the name Yeshu, which was his original name. Like they call Avram Abraham and Yitzhak Isaac. They call Yeshu the name that they call him. But the reason why the Gemara uses the name and doesn't worry about Shem Elim Achayim Leisaskiru is because it's not a name of a god. It's a name of a person who happens to be a god. The Isser is the Shem of a desire where they call the god, they call the worship, they call the deity this name. Mashenkin here, it was a person that happened to have the name. His parents gave him this name. And then they decided to worship him as a god. But the name is not the name of the god. Anyway, so the Isser of Shem Elim Achayim Leisaskiru is an issur of saying the name of the god. And the chiddush is, even if you're not saying it for any other reason than to use as a reference as where to meet, then it's still asur. But using a base of avodah zarah, ukadaima, or even avodah zarah itself as a reference without saying its name, that's mutter. You're allowed to say, meet me by the church, or meet me by the idol or the statue, ukadaima. I don't even think there's a midas chassidus not to do it. But v'sadme is like this. What my kasha is, Taisa says that mediach and shmar li etzel avodah zarah plainis and neidah b'shmai mekayim b'shmai is all the same thing. It's all being masked Hashem of avodah zarah. The chare the mamish is very different. Shmar li etzel avodah zarah plainis is because he said the name of the avodah zarah. Neidah b'shmai mekayim b'shmai is even when it's mutter to say the name of avodah zarah, like avodah zarah k'suva b'teira, says Taisa, and even says Rabbeinu Yena, when you didn't say the name of the avodah zarah, you just referred to the avodah zarah. You said, I'm making a shvuah by the avodah zarah of this statue, this avodah zarah, ukadaima, without saying its avodah zarah name, is also this in neidah b'shmai mekayim b'shmai. And mediach sounds like a stam, another iser, convincing people to behave with the avodah zarah, even without mentioning the name. So particularly, if he tells us that holds that megafeif, menashek, mechabed, and merabed, and all these things are all considered different things, and that's why it's called a live shabaklalos, like we spoke earlier in this year. Not like the Rishayim that hold that alone is mamish one thing, and it's a different reason why it's called a live shabaklalos, because it's kail other things, it's kail being neidacharev and that. So particularly such a thing that there's an issev neidah b'shmei v'kayim b'shmei, which is the issev of the neder and the shvuah being done al shem da avodah zarah. There's an issev of shmerli b'sad avodah zarah plains, which is of mentioning the name. And Mediach sounds like a totally third iser. What's the Pshat? Taisa said it's all one thing. It's a bissel shver. Now, Ken Zayin, the Pshat's like this. The site of all the iser is making a statement which indicates that you validate the concept that there is a God here. So when you use that avodah zarah name, if it's not a God, that's not its name. The name is not a name of the item, or the person, or the tzelem. The name is the God. If there is no God, then there's not a name for anything. So by using the name, you're lending validity to the concept that it's a God. And the same thing with neder shmai and mekayim b'shmai. If it's not a God, then that's not a neder or a shvuah. The whole neder shvuah is based on it being a God. That's the pshat b'shmai. And Mediach also, the Azhar of Mediach is not that you convince them to do Avodah Zarah. The Azhar is that you are machshev it as a God. So basically, it's just different ways of saying with your mouth that you're giving validity to the idea, to the concept that there is a God here. You never said it's your God. You never said you ascribe to that concept. Certainly not when you say Shmar li b'tzad Avodah Zarah deplainis, but even when you neidah b'shmai mekayim b'shmai, you didn't say that you believe in the concept, but that you gave a bigger implication. And saying the name of the Avodah Zarah, you're giving a much smaller implication, but at least you're validating the shita that there's such a God. And Mediach, of course, is even more giving validity to the fact that it's a God, even telling people to worship it. But Al Kapanim, it's one idea. Giving verbal validity to the idea that it's a God. That's why if it's written in the Torah, it's mutter, because that something that the Torahites and the Torah clearly doesn't believe that it's a God. So you're just saying what the Torah says, so that's not considered that you're giving any validity to the idea that it's a God. So that's why Megafif, Menashik, V'chuli are different Avedis. They're different Avedis. So it's a live Shabbat Klolis because it's been called a lot of different Avedis. Mashag and Shem, L'mechayim, L'sizkiru, the Yisayda Dover is, don't say with your mouth something which gives the implication that it's valid to believe that this is a God. So by even saying Shmarli Eitzavad Ezer Plenty, Shmarli by the God, and giving its God name, its deity name, that implies that you are Machshav the Sheet that it's a God, Koshke Neidim B'Shmai Mekayim B'Shmai, which you're implying it even more, Koshke Mediach, which you're implying it even more. Now, in this reference to Neidim B'Shmai Mekayim B'Shmai, the Gemara also mentions Lo Yikul Nachayim Sheyidbi B'Shmai V'Sheyikayim B'Shmai. And the Gemara says, "Masiela l'avu de Shmuel, d'amar avu de Shmuel, asl adam shi'aser shutfis amay v'chavim, shemi yischay v'shvua, v'nishu avedis v'chavim shloi v'tayr amar lo yishama al picha." There's an iser to make a shutfis with a guy, because maybe in a shutfis he'll be chayiv v'shvua, he'll be nishu with his avedis zara, and you'll be avon lo yishama al picha. So Taisus brings a machlekes of Menetam and Rashbam in this, and the Rashbam holds that Kolshkein, when a guy is chayef to a shmua, you're not allowed to hold him to the shmua. You're not allowed to be makabel the shmua from him because Kolshkein yaivon leisham al picha. So Rashbam holds at any time in any masu matan a guy is mechuyev to a shmua, you're mechuyev to be mevater on the shmua, say that you don't need a shmua because otherwise you'll be yaivon leisham al picha. But the Menetam holds no. Menetam holds the Gemara never said that. The Gemara said you can't make a shutfis with the guy. The Rush brings down that Ben Tam's argument was if you can't be makabel shmua, so let everyone the shmua say you can't be makabel shmua from a guy, and then gazum de hate make a shutfis. When it comes to a shmua, you'll just not be makabel shmua. Maybe the Rashbam holds it's exeru. You might be makabel shmua. You won't be able to aimer ben nesayin. But Ben Tam says no. Since no one said anything against being makabel shmua, they just said against making a shutfis. Vaisais b'di'evin, if you have a shutfis or any other master umatan, which is mechayev a shmua, you ought to be mekabel a shmua, because this is different because you've been saving your money. So why should it be mutter to do an issa deraisa v'lisham al picha to save your money? That just says, just like you find milval pen ephraim en reishu kamatzel miyadim, we find you're not allowed to collect the chayvis of a guy before lefnei yideim, because maybe after he pays back the chayvis, he'll be so happy that he finished up with his chayvis. If he paid up his chayvis, he'll go and thank his avei desire. It's a issur of azul umayda. So the Gemara says a milva b'shtar you're not allowed to collect. You could collect it later, but a milva al peh then you could collect. Even though you have the same shash of azul umayda, if you don't collect it now, who knows if we'll pay it back later? You might deny it. Smatzel miyadam. But the shaila is where's this heter on an issur der isa of matzel miyadam? So the smat at the cheshem mishpat, the end of siman kuf ayin vav, he learns up in Rebbeinu Tam that the whole list is an issur derabanan, and they were geyser against making a shutfis, because me derais lo yisham al picha means you shouldn't make a shvur b'shem v'dezar. You shouldn't be neider b'shem v'dezar. Be mekabel from a guy that's no issur derais b'chlal. The rabbanan were geyser on who would then be geyrim for a guy to be mekabel, and they're only geyser on metchila making a shutfis, because you can make a shutfis with a yid. You don't have to make a shutfis with him. You're not saving your money. You can make business without a shutfis. Mashen came when it's when you're dealing with the actual hefsid mammon, just like you find legabe azul umayda, chazal were in geyser, the dilma azul umayda because of the hefsid mammon. Who adin legabe layisham al picha, they were in geyser by a hefsid mammon. But in the igris meisher of Mashen, igris meisher yerdei chelagal of simon ayin dalad, he says that no, the mashmoyin said the gemara, and he says in the Rashi and the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, they're all mashmet, there is an issa deraisa of causing a guy to make the shvua. But he wants the mechalik that when you, let's say, you want to make sure a guy does something, so you're making up a deal with him, and he has to make a shvua that'll keep his end of the deal. And you tell him, make a shvua in the name of your avei desire. That he owes is an issa deraisa. Now, Shein came here, when he owes you money, and you want him to make a shvua because you suspect or you know that he's lying, and the law is that in order to be potter, he needs to make a shvua. So if I care, then you'd rather he wouldn't make a shvua. Then you'd rather he wouldn't make a shvua. You're telling him, if you want to be potter, you have to make a shvua. You'd rather he give in and not make the shvua and pay. So male, it's not the pshat that you're trying to make him make a shvua. You're telling him he can't be potter without a shvua, and the male, he'd rather he wouldn't make a shvua. So in that case, it's not the rice, it's the rabbanon. He doesn't learn like the Sma. He says that the Shainim and Amashma like the Sma. The Shainim and Amashma that the din of Le'isham al-Picha, that a guy can't make a shvur is deraisa, not just the yid can't make a shvur. You can't have a guy make a shvur either, that's a deraisa they could din. But the reason why here it's only derabanan and it's mutter makam hefsin is because you don't really want him to make a shvur. You'd rather he doesn't make a shvur and then you'll get the money. So, male, that's why it's only derabanan. The Ran, at the end of the first parak of Avodah Zarah, that's where the Rif brings the Salacha, and the Ran talks about it. The Ran is mashma, like both of them. The Ran is mashma that, like the Sma, that the Etzem Halacha is only Darabanan, that means there is only a Yid's Nala make a Shur B'Shem Avodah Zarah. This Halacha that he can't have a Goy make a Shur B'Shem Avodah Zarah is a Darabanan Dikadin. But then he says, Rav Meisha Svar, he says, here it's not even Asim in Darabanan. His nusach is Shein Yisrael Mashbiya Vayischavim Al Ayvacham Hu Shenishim Me'el Avaydation Eschayv LeShvuli Yisrael. That's not called the Yid as being Mashbiyim. It's called that the guy is being meshvim elav because he's chayav a shvua to the Yisrael, even though the chayav Yisrael is insisting on the shvua. But I think it means like Rav Meir Shesvara. I don't want him to make a shvua. I'd rather him pay. So Mel, it's not called I'm telling him to make a shvua. I'm telling him to pay. Navas, he's going to have to make a shvua in order to patan. That's not called that I'm being meshvim him b'chlal. Al kapan, and this is the machloekes shem in Tam and Rashbam. If there's any isser, the isser is just to make a shutvis, or the isser is to be mashmiya, where Ben Tam holds that to mashmiya is mutter because you matzel miyadim, you need it to the hefset mamen, either because the whole din of having a guy make a shvua is derabban and it's mutter makam hefset, or in this case, in having a guy make a shvua, let's say that you want him to make the shvua, that's Rav Moshe Svari, you want him to make the shvua, so then that would be their isser. But here, where you don't want him to make a shvua, so male, that would be mutter makam hefset. Now, Rishonim also discuss what's the pshat that today we don't seem to be nizer in this isser, and we do become shutvim with Gayim. So, the Ran brings from the Ramban, it's at the end of the first parak of Avodah Zarah in the Ran, where the Rif brings the Salacha, and the Ramban held the whole thing is a Midas Chasidus. Ritva also says that in Megillah, because there's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Ches, that one of the Amiram said, Tasty lead, l'avdi shutvis b'hadei Avodah Kechavim. I should get a special schar. I didn't do a shutfis by a guy. L'chaya, if it's aser me'ikir adin, what's a special schar you get? It's aser. Can't do it. No one could do it. Feistais, it's mutter. Because like we're saying, the being mashbiya is mutter. And even the making a shutfis was not aser me'ikir adin. It's better not to. Because it'll come to have a shvua. But be'etzim, it's not aser me'ikir adin. And that's why the people were nizer in it. Only he was nizer in this iser. The Ran says you could say another teretz. You could say that the pshat is that he would always be mevater on the shvua, but he didn't want the shutfis either because shalmiel mimaisav. Or even in cases where the goyim never make a shvua, b'shem that avodah zarah, he wouldn't do it. Al kapanim, that's what the Ramban holds, that the whole issur is as amidas chasidus, and mimele you don't have to be nizer in it. And the Ran and our Taisus also says another tam. Why b'zman hazeh, it's not a problem making a shutfis would be mekabel shvua from a goy. And this Taisus, a very interesting thing came out because there's a machlokes achrayim had to learn pshat in Taisus. Because there were achrayim that learned pshat in Taisus, that the reason why bizman hazed is no problem of making a shutvis with a guy is because the avodah zarah that the guyim worship today is not a real avodah zarah for them. It's avodah zarah b'shutvis. It's not the pshat of being oved avodah zarah alone. They're being mshat of shem shemayim b'davar acher. They're the avodah zarah, meaning the Christian avodah zarah, is the avodah zarah that they're being meshat of shem shemayim v'davar acher. So such a thing, even though for a yid it's aser, like the Gemara said earlier in this blot, called meshat of shem shemayim v'davar acher nekem in ha'olam, but for a guy, we don't find that it's aser. And mainly for a guy, it's not avodah zarah. So mainly, even though a yid wouldn't be able to make a shvua b'shem the Christian avodah zarah, because he's going to be meshat of shem shemayim v'davar acher, but to have a guy make such a shvua, for a guy, it's not avodah zarah, and mainly, there won't be a problem of shem elhim achayim l'sizkiru. Since for them it's not avodah zarah, and it won't be a problem with neiver, because for them it's not avodah zarah. That's how some achrayim learned up this taisus. The Ramah brings this taisus kitzurasai in Arachayim Simon Kufnan Vav, and Yeridei Simon Kufnan Zayin, as a head to why we can meshatev with Gaim today. He doesn't clearly say over there the pshat in this taisus, but the Piskechuva there brings down that the Ramah, the Dakimation Simon Kufnan Aleph in Yeridei, he brings this taisus as a reason why you're allowed to sell goyim today things they need for their avodah zarah. And the shach brings down there also, in kufnun aleph sifkat and zayin, the akumisha and the shach. And if you shtel to this taisus, the guy be selling things that they need for avodah zarah, why that's not lifting either? Vaisus, you're naming on that the pshat and taisus is that the whole avodah zarah is an avodah zarah b'shutvis, and avodah zarah b'shutvis is not considered avodah zarah for goyim, and therefore there's no problem of lifting either. The Pula Harif on the Rosh also learned this pshat in Taisus. He just says that the Rambam is mashma not the way. The Rambam is mashma, he doesn't understand Taisus so well. And the Rambam is mashma not the way. The Rambam is mashma even of Avodah Zarah B'shutvis is aser for Gayim. But from here, from this Taisus, and it is the Ramah, Neshach, and other Achreinim, early Achreinim that say pshat in this Taisus, there comes a shmua that Christianity is not really Avodah Zarah. We'll speak about that in a second. But common G'dayle Achreinim, after the Ramah, say with a very big clarke that's not pshat and taisus, and they hold that Christianity is the same avodah zarah as any other avodah zarah. There's no chiluk whatsoever. It's the Shaar Ephraim in Siman Chav Dalet. It's the Miltzdakas Siman Chav Beis. It's the Prima Gadim Siman Samachay in Yeriday Yosef Seidas at the end of Sivkat Nir Aleph. It's the Neid Behuda Tinyana Chelak Yeriday Siman Kuf Memches. And Rabbi Kveger brings it down there in Arachayim. The Chazanish holds this way. Kamak Dele Achrayim say it's Namshat and Taisus whatsoever. They say a little bit, there's little differences between these different Dele Achrayim that I mentioned and exactly what is Pshat and Taisus. But I'll say over the Milt Stuck and I do this Pshat because it sounds to me that's the most Mistabatik of Pshat and Taisus. But they're just small Chalukim. Taisus says like this. Taisus says that, and Taisus is a little bit more elaborate in Bechayr Stafbezim and Bezim and other places where he talks about it. And the Rush over here and the Ran at the end of the first Perek of Avodah Zarah that we mentioned. But they say like this. They say they don't mention the name of the person they worship in the Shavuot. They don't mention Yashka's name at all. They say God. They say the word God. And God means definition, and they agree to this definition, the supreme being that created the entire universe. That's what the word God means. Now, yes, it's true. They believe that their Avodah Zarah is a part of the God, is a chelek of the God. He's part of it. But they didn't mention his name. That's not called the Shvuah B'Shem Avodah Zarah. The name they mentioned is just God, and God means Baruch Shemayim V'Aretz, even though their Kavanah is also for their Avodah Zarah, but that's not mentioned in the Shvuah. That's first of all. Now, besides that, they also swear by the Kedoshim Shelahem, he says. Maybe that means their saints. I saw in the other Sron, they say it means the Evangelion, which I think means the New Testament. But they swear by things that are sacred to them, the Kedoshim Shelahem. But he says that alone is not also not a problem. Because that they're swearing by the Kedoshim Shelahem, their saints or their Bible, they don't consider their Kedoshim God. And they're not saying that it's God. So that's also not a problem of Shur B'Shem Avodah Zarah. If somebody swears B'Shem Echei Paroi, he swears B'Shem the Melech, he swears B'Shem, even if he swears B'Shem a big tzaddik, or he swears B'Shem a Sefer Torah, but he's not considering the tzaddik or the Sefer Torah God. So that's not a problem of Shur B'Shem Avodah Zarah. You're just not saying a Shur B'Shem Hashem, you're saying a Shur B'Shem something else that you're machshiv, or that you're pretending to be machshiv, like Chay Paray. But that's not a problem at all. That's not a Shvuah B'Shem Avodah Zarah. So again, the Shvuah that they say, that the fact that they make a Shvuah B'Shem God, that's the Pshat they mean, the Bayer Shemayim V'aretz, and that doesn't mean Avodah Zarah. And even if their intention is also Avodah Zarah, but they didn't say it. The fact that they said the Kedoshim, that they're not considering a God B'chlal. And that is another problem. They're being Meshat of Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. They're making a Shvuah saying God, and also saying their Kedoshim. So a Yid is not allowed to make such a Shvuah. He's not allowed to make a Shvuah B'Shem Hashem, and B'Shem a Tzaddik, or B'Shem a Torah, or whatever it is. Or B'Shem the Melech. He's not allowed to do that because he can't put together, he can't be Meshat of Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. But a guy, you don't find that he's Muzer on that. That's what it means, Goyim are not Muzer on Shituf. They're not Muzer on being Meshatif Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. They're not Muzer on mentioning Hashem Yisbarach and their Kedoshim in the same Shvuah. They're not Muzer on that. And Shem Elim Echem Leis Eskir is not going on that. It's going on being on causing them to make a Shvuah Shem Avodah Zarah. They never said anything about Avodah Zarah in the Shvuah. They said God, which even though they consider their Avodah Zarah to be a part of the God, but that's not what the word God means, and they never mentioned their Avodah Zarah. They said their Kedoshim, which they don't think is a God B'chol. They don't think it's an Avodah Zarah. They said them together. For Yid to do it is another problem of Meshat Hashem Shemayim V'davar Acher. That, Goyim and Muzer and Shituf. Our Taisus is not 100% clear, but look in the Rosh on Taisim B'chayris Beizim and Beiz. And you'll see Mamash Boil this Pshat. This is the Pshat of the Milt Staka and the Night Bu. The others say that when he says Goyim and Muzer on that, meaning Lehuzru Akach, meaning Stam on the Isser of Shemel Mechayim Leises Giru. So, they're not Muzer on Shem Mechayim Leises Giru. And Mela, since they didn't mention the Avodah Zarah Beferish, there's no problem of being Goyim as Ashvua. But I call it L'chol Malkim Echad. That's what the G'dayle Echreinim learn Pshat in the Taisus, and that's what the Mashmoyis is. So Nimsa, about the big Shaila, is Christianity Avodah Zarah or not? I want to say three Ha'aris about it. First, I want to explain the Pshat in the Echreinim that say that it's not. The Ramon, the Shach, because the other Echreinim are very bothered. What does it mean? Just because they also believe in God, all Avodah Zarah is that way. All Avodah Zarah, it's Mefurish. The Rambam says Mefurish. Mishainim and Mefurish, that the Pshat is Avodah Zarah, don't believe that their Avodah Zarah created the entire world, that has the Zabala Kaychas Kulam. No, rather they believe in a Bayre that created the entire world, that's the Zabala Kaychas Kulam, that I think that the Eivishta gave a Kayach to their Avodah Zarah, and mainly you have to worship the Avodah Zarah, he's the one being Mashkiach, the Eivishta is not Mashkiach of Pratis, maybe, whatever it's as far as they think, but they don't not believe in the one supreme being. So what does it mean that they're allowed to be Avodah Zarah B'shitav? That's Mamash Avodah Zarah. Where do we get this, the Achreinim Abadu? Where do we get this, Bechlal? L'chari for a Yid, it's Mamash Avodah Zarah that you niskel. The Gemara said early in the afternoon Vav that any Avodah Zarah which a Yid is niskel, a Gaim Amuzer on it. Where does this all come from? So I want to say Pshat, which I think this is the Richtig of Pshat. The Gemara early on this blad that said, Elamalei Vav Shebalucha Neschai V'Shem Sheyishol Kloya. If not for the Vav of Halucha, so Klal Yisrael would be Chayiv Kloya, which means that Klal Yisrael, they weren't Eivad the Eagle alone. They didn't say Halecha, meaning that the Eagle itself was Maladem. They said Halucha, meaning the Eagle was Mishtatav with the Eivishta and being Maladem for Mitzrayim. So that the Gemara says Ketanoi, because Kubi Halucha doesn't mean that, because Kol Mishtatav Shein Shmayim V'Davrach Hanekam in Oilam. And Halucha means something else. It means Ivu Elohus Harbe, that they had a lot of gods. Al Kapanim, you find this Musig Halucha, meaning that the Mishtatav Shein Shmayim V'Davrach, and that saved them from Kloya, according to this Tana. So this, I think, is the makar that it's not really Avodah Zarah. Al Kapanim for Gayim for Yidin, it's still Aser. It's still Aser Midaraisa, but it's not really Avodah Zarah. And I think the Yisaita Davar is like this. All the Avodah Zarahs before Christianity, what were they worshipping? They were worshipping just the Avodah Zarah. You ask them, did they believe in a supreme being? Did they believe in a God? The Balakai Cheskulam, the Lakad, the Elahaya. Did they believe in that? Yes, they believe in it. But they're not doing any Avodah to him. That's not their point. They're not Avodah him. Maybe he's too high. Whatever the Svaris were, they're not being Avodah him. Do they believe he exists and he's the site of the whole Bria and everything? Yes. Are we being Avodah him at all? No. I'm not being Avodah him. I'm being Avodah just my Avodah Zarah, whatever it might be. Par, Makulis, Kmesh, whatever the Avodah Zarah, they were Avodah. So that's Avodah Zarah, even from Bnei Noach Avada. The fact that they're Eivet, justice of Avodah Zarah, they're not Eivet it together with the Eivishta, even if they believe in the Eivishta, doesn't matter. They're being Eivet Avodah Zarah without Shituf. But you ask a Christian, are you being Eivet, the supreme God, the one that's completely, without any limitation, omniscient, omnipotent, Balakaychus Kulam, he was Bayer Shemayim V'aretz, the Christian will say, yes, of course I am. Are you being Ovid, the man that lived about 2,000 years ago? They'll say yes. But they'll say it's the same thing. Now, it doesn't make sense it's the same thing? Probably not. Definitely not. But the point is, they think it does. They say there's a concept of Trinity, and there's no chilek, and a chenami, avada they're being Ovid this person, but the pshat is, it's all one with being Ovid, the Bayer Kol Olamim. So that some Peskim held, and they held that this was Pshat and Pesis, that's the Haluchim Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the Pshat that it's together. That's the Pshat, it's a Shituf. For Yidin Avada, it's also Midaraisa. And that was the Cheda Egel of Fidis Tanon. But for Gayim, we don't find that there were Mizra on it. And you'll have to say, if Yidin also, there's no Chiv Misa on it. Even though it's an Issa Deraisa of Avodah Zarah. But the aside is that the Avodah Zarah that they do is mixed together with an Avodah of the Balakaychus Kulam, of the Bayer Shemayim V'aretz. So Mamela, that's called Shituf, and that's what they're saying, that the Goyim aren't Muzer on Shituf. That's Ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two is that even these Paiskim, they never said that there's any Heter B'chlal for you to do it. Or that Lagabe Yidin is anything less than Avodah Zarah. It's Mefurish in the Peskim, throughout Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that the Din Lagabe Tagruvas Avodah Zarah, Isra'anov Avodah Zarah, the Din Lagabe Yayin Nesech, the Din Lagabe Beis Avodah Zarah, whatever halacha is, you now go into a Beis Avodah Zarah, v'chuli, apply completely to Christians. There is no suffix whatsoever about Reiv of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Is only the only shaila came up legabi one thing, a goyim muzer, and it's only negated to Yidin legabi lifnei iver. that these Paiskim hold the Goyim aren't Muzer. The Goyim are allowed to be over there by desire of the Christianity, because it's Shita Shein Shemayim V'davar Acher. So male, there's no issue with the Yivet to sell them things that they need for the Avei desire. Or, like we're saying here, there's no issue of being Mashmiya them, because it's not Lifnei Iver, because they're not Muzer on Shituf. So Lagabe Yivet, it's only Negeya to Lifnei Iver, because it's only Negeya to the Goyim's din Avei desire. The Avei desire Bnei Naech, then you'd have a Heter of Shituf. Mashagim Lagabe the Yidin, whether a Yid could be Eivet Avei desire B'chai Gavna, or Lagabe any other din Avei desire which is Negeya to a Yid, like Isra Anah of Tekruvis, and Marisayin and Chshad, and any other din that's there, is Mefurish in the Paiskim and all the Paiskim, that Adavad applies to Christianity as well. That's the second R. And the third R is, Kipshuta, we don't bask in that way. But that Vissen Klalei Apsak, you can't say it's a day in Nidchus, because there are G'dayli and Paiskim like the Ramon and the Shach, which are the G'dayli and Paiskim that held that way. And mainly, you can't say it's a Tayyus or a day in Nidchus Me'alacha. But Hayyai said, Kama the Kama G'dayli Achreinim held not that way, and held that the Mekar that they had from the Taisus, they learned the incorrect Pshat in the Taisus, and they're saying a different Pshat, the Shaar Ephraim, like we said, the Miltztaka, the Naida Behuda, the Prima Gadim, the Shal Shuz, the Shavar Kayin, the Reb Kvega brings it down, the Chazanish, this Kama the Kama G'dayli G'dayli Achreinim Basroi, that Nem on, that there's Mamish no Chilik. There's definitely a mokum to say, that the psak halacha is kibashoy, and the psak halacha is that even lagabe goyim, or even what's the gate of neither, Christianity has the same din of desire as any of desire. There is no heter of sheet of klal uchal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.